Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is April the 21st, 2021. Remember, the title for our devotion today is Little Children Continue. And we want to remember that little children is the affectionate term with which John addressed those who are receiving his letter. He had developed a deep love and care for those who are his spiritual children. John has been encouraging in his letter. He is encouraging his readers to understand what is happening in their present situation. Some are denying the deity of Jesus. And John calls those who deny the deity of Jesus Antichrist. Now, apparently, some of those who are receiving the letter are concerned about those who have turned from the faith. And John is teaching them in 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So John's trying to encourage them to understand that some have departed from the faith because they were never part of the faith in the first place. These who receive the letter wonder why these who deny the apostles' doctrine, why have they turned from the apostles' doctrine unto lies? John will address this departure. We may be concerned also about the false teaching which is present in our day, but we should not be surprised. False teaching has been present since the beginning. We should not be surprised, but understand the falsehood which is being taught. John encourages his readers to continue on. Paul also taught the need for persevering in the faith. He told the Colossians in Colossians 1:23, "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard." So he's encouraging them to continue on. He told Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:16, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them." Later in 2 Timothy 3:14, he says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." So Paul also teaches to continue in the things that they have been taught. There is no doubt that continuing in the apostles' doctrine is an important teaching. This is why John addresses the departure from plain doctrinal teaching in our text. We too need to understand the importance of continuing in the apostles' doctrine. We also need to be aware of why some turn away from the truth. They turn away from the truth because they never believed the truth. John says it like this, "They went out from us, but they were not of us." If they were true followers of the teachings of Jesus, they would have continued in them. I know sometimes it is difficult to continue walking faithfully according to the truth, especially when it seems so few are doing so. Also, I know it can be discouraging when you see someone turn back from following the scripture. However, we need to heed the teaching of John in our text. They went out from us because they were not of us. Let me encourage you today on your walk with Christ. Don't be discouraged by the lack of faithfulness which you see around you. Realize that the gate is straight and the way narrow which leads to life. Few find it. So therefore, you stay faithful. You walk closely with the Lord, remembering the words which Paul shared with the Colossians in Colossians 3:24, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So know that you'll receive a reward for walking faithfully with Christ. So today, continue. Continue walking in the love of Christ. Continue knowing that you will receive a reward. Continue being washed in the blood of the Lamb, which cleanses us from all sin. Little children, continue. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will encourage your sheep to continue in the things which they have been taught. Encourage them to persevere today, I pray. Thank you that we know the gift of eternal life and the eternal reward which we have in Christ Jesus. And may that be the truth that urges us on to faithfulness. We thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, little children, continue. This is Brother Mark signing off.